It was December 14th, 2012, when a 20-year-old cold-blooded murderer named Adam Lanza took the lives of 20 children and 6 adults at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. What would cause a person to commit such a heinous crime? Just think of the hurt and loss that families are probably still suffering from today. Now, in an extreme way, Adam Lanza epitomizes the depravity of somebody who is living at the height of selfishness. The Old Testament speaks of a king who lived a very selfish life. It was a life that produced tragedy and ended in tragedy. Selfishness is a sin that must be dealt with before it ends in tragedy. The title of my sermon tonight is How to Raise an Ahab. Take your Bibles, please, turn to 1 Kings 21. Now, obviously, you don't want to raise an Ahab. And so as we look at how to raise an Ahab, make sure you don't follow the instructions. 1 Kings 21, and we're going to look at a situation here that took place in the life of Ahab. It says in verse number 1, "And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house, heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. Now this isn't a 2-year-old doing this, this is a grown man. But Jezebel his wife came to him, and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters saying, Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people and set 2 men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which he had sent unto them. Obviously, they were not like the apostles who said we ought to obey God rather than men. They proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people, and there came in 2 men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he die. What a tragedy. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Here we find a sad story of a king who wanted something that God didn't want him to have. And yet he did what he wanted in order to get what he wanted. You know, if you want to produce an Ahab, make sure that your children get their way. If you want to produce an Ahab, make sure that your children get their way. Whether God wants them to have it or whether God doesn't want them to have it. Obviously, if God wants them to have it, you better make sure they do it. But if God doesn't want them to have it, you better not let them have their way. And you better do something about them wanting to have their way. Secondly, allow your children to pout when they don't get their way. You know, what did he do? And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. You know, most likely, Ahab growing up under a wicked father was allowed to pout, to do what he wanted when he got his way. Now, we don't know exactly, you know, what happened in Ahab's upbringing. But here we find in this situation, what did Ahab do? He pouted. He was heavy. He was displeased. He went in. He laid down on his bed. He turned his head away. I'm going to let people know that, guess what? I'm in a bad mood because I didn't get what I want. You know, parents, do you let your children pout when they don't get their way? They're unhappy about something and they pout and you let them do it? You know, do you say, well, you know, I just let them go to their bedroom and, you know, shut their door? Or maybe they come to the dinner table and they won't eat because they're in a bad mood. And you say, well, I can't make them eat. Really? You know, maybe what you need to try in your children is just a little bit of R&R. And I don't mean rest and relaxation. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 15. Notice what the book of Proverbs R&R is. Proverbs 29 and verse 15, the Bible says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. You know, well, Johnny's just a little bit tired. Yeah, you know, obviously children, I know, can have problems when they need their sleep. But the fact is, the Bible says here that what do children need? The Bible says the children need the rod and reproof. That's what gives wisdom. But it says, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. You know, you want to raise an Ahab in your house, let your child pout, let him go off into his corner, let him have his, you know, little fit there. And guess what? You very likely could raise an Ahab, somebody who has to have their way and is going to do whatever is needed to get their way. You know, Proverbs 13 and verse 24 very clearly says, he says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. You know, be times in my Bible, it has a definition in good time or early. Do we understand that this is what the Word of God says? You know, you're not going to find this in a psychology book, probably. Maybe somebody has one out there. I'm not sure. But he that spareth his rod, what does it say? Hateth his son. You know, do you have the biblical definition of love or do you have the worldly definition of love? The Bible says in Hebrews that for whom a father loves, he what? He chastens. And God loves us and he demonstrates that love. One of the ways he demonstrates that love is by chastening us. Why? Because he wants us to do what's right. Because he recognizes that the best way for us to live our lives is doing what is right. And you know, the parents of that young man that committed that heinous crime, You know, I wonder what they're thinking today that they probably wish they would have done better discipline, that they would have done some better measures. You know, only maybe if they got some good counsel about it, if they're thinking biblically. If they're not thinking biblically, they may be thinking something else. The next thing you can do is you can appease your children when they don't get their way. You know, Jezebel comes in to Ahab, but Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, "Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread?" You know, Jezebel didn't come in and say, "Ahab, you know what? You did wrong. You asked Naboth to give you something that he wasn't supposed to give you. And you know what? That was wrong, and you need to get right with God." Well, no way. Jezebel was way far away from there. You know, the Bible has a very bad picture to paint of Jezebel. When it talks about Ahab getting married to Jezebel, it says in 1 Kings chapter 16 and 30, verse 31, Jezebel, this is how wicked Jezebel was. 1 Kings 16:31, "And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him." So the Bible compares him, says when he took Jezebel to wife, it's almost as if what he did in walking in the sins of Jeroboam was something light. That's how wicked she was. And, you know, coming in and giving somebody, this is a wicked lady here. And she's appeasing him. She's finding a way that Ahab can have his way. You know, Jezebel was one of the big motivating factors behind the wickedness of Ahab. You know, do you appease them? Do you, make them feel better when they're wrong? Or do you give them the truth? It's interesting about the shooting that took place there. It says the authors write that the Lanzas had a hard time getting their son the help he needed over the years. Lanza's mother seemed to try to appease and accommodate her son rather than challenge him and push him out of his comfort zone to address his underlying needs. You know what he did? He would sit in his bedroom. He had a game room too. He wouldn't even let his mother come in his bedroom. And you know, just if you look at some of the stuff regarding this shooting, it's just, you don't even, you can feel like defiled just what this young man was involved in. It was terrible. The video games he was in, the online people he was getting connected with. And if I remember correctly, he made a statement or something to the effect, somewhere I read something about, I think that he thought that, boy, these types of shootings would be happening all the time. He just had like a different reality that he lived in. You know, do you appease your children or do you give them the truth? Another thing you can do if you want your child to be an Ahab, empower your children to get their way. Empower your children to get their way. What did Jezebel do? She empowered Ahab to get his way. Notice the question she asked. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, "Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." Aren't you the king? Hey, you're the one in charge. She didn't give him the truth. You know, as a parent, maybe a teacher corrects your child. Do you say, "Well, you know, McQuanago's not the only school around here"? Or do you make a statement, maybe it's in a music lesson? "Well, you don't need to take music lessons next year." Well, obviously, what's a statement like that going to do? It's going to empower your child to do what's wrong as you, so to speak, undermine the authority. Do you empower your children to get their way? You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, the Apostle Paul said, let me turn there, make sure I get get it right. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. You know, the idea there of subjection is like a slave driver. They would make the slaves do what they were supposed to do. You know, many times we are slaves to our bodies rather than us being in charge of our bodies. And you know, your children, you need to allow them, they need to be taught to keep their bodies in subjection. It's not about what they want. It's what God wants. Empower your children to get their way. That can produce an Ahab. But children need to understand what? That they have a higher authority that they live by. And you know, Ahab was one who was going to get his way no matter what. And we find in the ending of his life, notice what happens. And we're not going to look at the whole passage, but 1 Kings chapter 22, I'm going to wrap it up here shortly, or quickly. The prophet comes and tells him what's going to happen to him. What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen? But you know what? Ahab insists on going anyways. He wanted to have his way. And guess what? His life ended up dying. In fact, it's amazing how it says it in verse 34. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. My Bible says at random in the margin. And smote the king of Israel between the joints of a harness. You know, Ahab had not been taught to live by the truth of God. Ahab had been taught that, you know what, I can do what I want. And there was plenty of false prophets that were there to tell him that he could do what he wanted. And you can always find a voice. You can usually always find a voice that's going to tell you what you want to hear. But guess what? What Ahab wanted to hear ended up in his death. And then the dogs came and licked his blood. You know, going your own way ends in tragedy. And this evening, do you want to raise an Ahab? Or do you want to raise someone who is going to place themselves under God's authority and be used of God to accomplish His will? You know, we can want life a certain way, but guess what? There's somebody else in charge. And God's will is ultimately what is going to take place. And we would do well to teach those around us that there is a higher authority in our lives. And we are simply made of flesh and bones. We're frail human beings. And we must place ourselves under His control. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that You would help us. Help those that are parents, Lord, to have the wisdom that they need. Lord, the courage that they need. To make sure that their children are walking in Your laws and walking in Your ways. Lord, help us not to follow the philosophies of the world around us. But Lord, help us to follow the truths of Your word. Lord, the instruction that You give us. Lord, may we not live for ourselves, but may we live to accomplish Your will. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.